This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia's defense ministry says Moscow tests fired anti-ship missiles in the Sea of Japan. Ministry said Tuesday that two boats launched a simulated attack on a mock enemy warship about 100 kilometers away. The Moskit is a supersonic anti-ship cruise missile that has conventional and nuclear warhead capacity. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky met Monday with the UN Atomic Energy Agency Chief Rafael Grossi in Ukraine. AP correspondent Rita Foley tells us what was said.
The two discussed the precarious situation at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in southeastern Ukraine. The UN Atomic Energy Chief told Ukraine's president, "It isn't getting any better." Zaporizhia is Europe's biggest nuclear power plant, but it's had to switch to emergency generators on several occasions as Russia's war in Ukraine drags on. Russia holds the plant, having taken it over last year. Grossi stressed in his talk with President Zelensky that the situation at the plant remains tense because of the militarization of the area around it and a recent blackout at the plant. And it wasn't the first time that's happened. I'm Rita Foley.
AP correspondent Sam Metz reports the U.S. state of Utah lawmakers and those around the country might be eyeing economic benefits for the communities by partnering with China.
What we found is that state and local lawmakers are very attuned to economic development concerns. What lawmakers have told us is that they want to have ties with China because China is an economic juggernaut and its role on the world stage is only expanding.
U.S. officials say local leaders are at risk of being manipulated by China and have deemed the influence campaign a threat to homeland security. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Authorities in Nashville say that the shooter who killed at least three children and three staffers at a parochial school attended in the past and had carefully planned out the attack and left behind a manifesto. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
While Nashville Mayor John Cooper leads the community in grieving.
Guns stole precious lives from us.
Police Chief John Drake says they're exploring possible motives. He says the 28-year-old shooter, who previously attended the Covenant Parochial School, had carefully prepared for this attack and left behind a manifesto.
Someone that had multiple rounds of ammunition, prepared for a confrontation with law enforcement, prepared to do more harm.
He says the suspect shot through a locked door to get in.
You can hear gunfire going on as they're in the school.
Two of the responding police officers killed the shooter on the second floor. The victims are three children and three staffers, including the leader of the school, identified as 60-year-old Catherine Kuntz. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris stressed U.S. interests in African nations extend beyond competing with China on the first full day of her week-long tour of the continent. VOA's Anita Powell is traveling with the Vice President and reports from Ghana's capital, Accra.
Vice President Kamala Harris said Monday that the U.S. will commit more than $139 million in assistance to Africa.
Today I am pleased to announce $100 million in support of Benin, Ghana, Guinea, Cote d'Ivoire, and Togo. Last week, President Joe Biden announced a strategic plan for coastal West Africa as part of the United States strategy to prevent conflict and promote stability.
She spoke Monday at Jubilee House, the seat of Ghana's presidency, alongside Ghanaian President Nana Akufo-Addo. Anita Powell, VOA News, Accra.
U.S. aircraft carrier USS Nimitz arrived in South Korea's southern harbor city, Busan, on Tuesday, the first time it's docked in the country in nearly 6 years, partly to mark the 70th anniversary of the alliance. A U.S. carrier strike group led by USS Nimitz had on Monday staged ongoing military exercises with South Korea in international waters. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un called for the scaling up of production of weapons-grade nuclear materials to grow the country's arsenal. The U.S.'s top financial regulator is asserting that Silicon Valley Bank's loan management was largely to blame for the bank's failure earlier in the month and says the Federal Reserve will review whether a 2018 law that weakened stricter bank rules also contributed to its collapse. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.